Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Some researchers decided to mix up songs and see if the birds who made the songs recognized the difference. And it turned out they did. Just as you or I would have trouble if somebody took the words of one of our sentences or a line from one of our favorite songs and mixed up the words, the birds had trouble with that too. The idea that animal language had syntax came as a surprise to some people. It came as a surprise because the thinking has been, at least so far, that humans are the only primates who are capable of recognizing syntax. That birds have a smaller brain than we lofty human, but process language in the same part of their brains as we do, has scientists hoping that understanding how their brains work will help them better understand ours. Other scientists have known that birds are very skilled communicators in other ways, too. Scientists have been studying bird song and the bird's ability to communicate for years. One of my favorite experiments involved taking the songs of territorial birds and switching them around. So, for example, they would play the song of a bird whose territory was to the left of a resident bird, as if it were coming from the right. And the resident bird would ignore the song if it was coming from the right place. But if it was coming from a different location, the resident bird would immediately become more alert and more responsive to that song. People who don't have a lot of respect for avian intelligence, like I do, might think that that's funny or even stupid. But let's consider a human corollary of that same behavior. Imagine if one day you were standing on your porch and all of a sudden you heard the voice of the neighbor who lives on your left, coming out of the house of the neighbor who lives on your right at a strange time, like in the middle of the night, or first thing in the morning when you know your neighbor on the left normally would already be at work. Or late at night when you know your neighbor has to get up early to go to work, so he's never out and about after 10 o'clock at night. You'd notice that. Because it's a change in your territory and you want to pin down what's going on here. What's Joe doing over there at this time of night? What's up? What's wrong? Is there a problem? What's happening? And the birds are the same way. And relative to syntax, if I were able to scramble the words in this podcast, would you be able to understand it? Probably not if I scrambled it completely. But if I just scrambled it a little bit, and particularly if you're used to listening to these podcasts, you might be able to figure out what I'm talking about. On the other hand, as I'm sure you know as well as I do, there are times that I think I know what I'm talking about, and when I listen to it later, I have to say to myself, what in the world was I thinking? What point was I trying to make? But for now, I'm happy. I'm happy that birds have this fantastic communicating skill. And not only do they have this communicating skill, they've got this incredible vision. They are like one really, really smart species. And maybe that's why some people are so afraid of them, and why other people totally adore them. For sure, their communication skills, their sensory ability is such that I personally want to treat them all very nicely. Because I think, relative to the natural world, they probably have a much better grasp of it than we do.
You've You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.